Okay, today's shiur is Babasra Daf Kuf Nun Gimel. There's a cup of water. Thanks. Babasra Kuf Nun Gimel. And, no cold, it's fine. I just wanted to start off, and today's shiur is sponsored by Howard and Nechama Tabor in honor of their children, Eric, David, Jakey, and Sarah. Again, Howard and Nechama Tabor. In honor of their children, Eric, David, Jakey, and Sarah, and we thank you very much for the sponsorship. Okay, just start off with the stipler in Simon Mem Aleph in the Kehilas Yaakov. We have been discussing at length the power of the Shchemirah to give a gift, to retract on a gift. So the stipler in Simon Mem Aleph discusses V'nizbar lefizeh Taha im amad chozer b'matna Shchemirah yish b'shnei ta'amim. If a Shchemirah gets better after having declared to give a gift as a Shchemirah, really there are two reasons why you would be able to go back. Ha'echad mishum da'adayin lochal ha'matana. Number one, because the matana only kicks in when he dies. And he didn't die, so therefore, thank you very much. He didn't die, so that's why he could be chozerbo. That's reason number one. Reason number two is mishum da'umdana da'al t'nai zeh nasan shim yamol yachzar. And then the second is the umdana, that if he gets better, he doesn't want the gift to be chal, even if there's some kind of way to say that the gift should be chal. So again, two reasons that he can retract. Number one, it didn't happen yet. Number two, forget that it didn't happen yet. He obviously only wanted it to occur if certain events take place. V'kfar nizbayer, says the stipler, sheish nafkamina bein ha'ta'amim. There are differences. If you only had one of these reasons, you might not have known something. What's that? Delafi ha'tam, delo chal adayin ha'kinyin. According to the reason that the kinyin wasn't chal yet, the first reason that he said, yochol lachzer b'matanaso afilu lo amad. Even if he didn't get better. The fact that it wasn't chal yet would allow him to be retract even if he didn't get better yet. Do'akoz ba'at shelo chal ha'kinyin yochol lachzer bo. According to reason number one, is even if he doesn't get better. But he wants to give it to somebody else in the interim or take it back. Aval hatam de umdana eno yochol achzar ela im kein amad. But the second reason of umdana, he only wanted it to be chal if he doesn't get better. But if he's still sick, he didn't get better yet. Sha'adaita sheitzarach la'atzma lo yoav lachrina. Aval achzar meruven l'shimon yefshar adal zeleko umdana klav. There's no umdana that he only is going to get to Reuven up until a certain point and then he wants to give it to Shimon. So he wouldn't be able to switch to a different person. So as if you only had reason number one, that it hasn't been, if you only had reason number two, that it he did it out, it's an umdana, that he gave it to him unless he gets better, so then you can't switch it. That's why you also have reason number one. Reason number one says you could always retract no matter what, because it wasn't chal yet. And then he says, what if he made a kinyan me'achshav? So then it is chal right away. Again, retroactively from the future, it's me'achshav. So if you do a case of me'achshav, then it is chal already. But if he gets better, it still should be able to retract. So that's why the disciple explains that you need both reasons quoted in the Gemara at various times. Okay, that's the stipler. And now we continue with the Gemara. We are on Kuf Nun Gimel, Amud Aleph, third line. Very exciting. And we're starting today's daf on today's daf. The stipler cancels Amud Beis, previous daf. Amarav Huna. Sorry, we did that. Hahu Tekanu, third line. Hahu dekanu minei. This is continuing from what we did yesterday, that if somebody, the whole discussion of yesterday, if somebody made a kinyan, where they didn't have to make a kinyan, so, hahu dekanu minei. There was a case where somebody made a kinyan. The Rashbam explains right across from where we are. Kasa vizikha vekanu minei. He wrote it and he made a kinyan, and now he wanted to be chozer bo when he got better. Also, l'kamei d'Rav Huna, give me Rav Huna, Amar, ma'yevel l'char. Huna said, I'm sorry, what can I do for you? The lo aknis kidemakni inshi. Sorry, you didn't do like most people do. When you're a shchemirah, you don't do anything. You don't do any kinyanim. You went above and beyond. You went beyond what the requirement is. So therefore, I think that this extra might have been yipui kawach. It might have been to strengthen the hand of the receiver so that you cannot retract, even if you're omeid. So I cannot give it back to you. So that was that's just a story that illustrates what we said yesterday. If you look in the Rashbam here, the Rashbam has a whole summary of what we paskin from the last omud and a half of cases. Look in the Rashbam. about the 10th skinny line. He says, V'hashta shaminan. V'hashta shaminan midalid mili da'amar Shmuel b'shmaitzin. There were four statements that Shmuel had in our sugya. We had yesterday, we had, what if you were kasav and mezakeh to somebody else? What if you had, on Amud Aleph, we started off, shkibi rasha kasav akinyan. There are four statements of Shmuel that, and what about shtar lachar misa? So he says, four statements, and we pass on like Shmuel by all of them. Right, this is dinim amenis, this is, this is not Yerusha. Remember, we spoke about it in the 8th parak. Yerusha is Dini Mamanis, but it also has its Tzad of Isser. As the Rambam wrote, that is called the Chukas Mishpat. There is a Tzad of Isser by Yerusha. Here we're not talking about Yerusha. Here we're talking about Matanis. Do Matanis work or not? So this is a pure Dini Mamanis, and that's why we pass him like Shmuel when it comes to Dini Mamanis. So he says we pass him like Kaimalan Bedini. So the Rashbam explains, this is a summary. Like the Ritva said yesterday at the beginning of the Daf, so the Rashbam says today. Summary halacha lemaisa. Matna shchimira b'delo shi'er sheyesh ba kinyan. A matna shchimira where you give away everything, but it has a kinyan. B'lo zicha bo hashtar, but you didn't give it yet. Lo yadana me'edin ba v'lo kana. That was the first din from yesterday. Shmuel says, I don't know what the din is. Because you gave away all your stuff and you made a kinyan. So what is it? So Rav had said what we spent time on, Arkavei Atrei Rikshi. But we pass it like Shmuel. Shmuel says, lo yadana me'adin ba. So therefore, lo kana makaba matani. He doesn't know what to do, and therefore the kinyan is not chal. Because maybe he's being chozer bo. Afilu mesa nosein. Even if the nosein dies, still the makaba doesn't get it. Why? Because I don't know what to do here. Maybe he only wanted to give it as a matnas bari, and he couldn't. He never did the kinyan. The shemalo gamer lahaknoso ela b'shtar vein shtar lachamisa. That was the Amud Aleph from yesterday. Avalim yipa es kocho. This was Amud Beis from yesterday. But if he was specifically gave strength to the receiver, b'ksivas hashtar. Meaning he wrote as the lashon that we saw yesterday. Vikanina mosif amatnasada. You write a lashon like that. Obit sava the chazal of a kanina mina mosa manasada. He quotes it. So then kanya makab matana. Then he was mekona shebezelo nemar lo gamer lahaknos ela b'shtar. Because then there's no doubt. If you're miyapik koach of the receiver, there's no doubt. V'chulu v'hu shemeis anosin. As long as the anosin dies in that case. Avalam amar choser to be a duash lo haya kinyan lamachmas visa. But in the case where he did the kinyan to be miyapik koach, still, if he gets better, he could go retract because you knew he did it because it was machmas misa. Umidr of Yehuda Amar Shmuel du kimne b'miyapes kocho shemina lo laha. Fine, that was all part one. Then the Rashbam says, we continued, v'shchiv mira sha'amar kisvu v'tnu mana l'ploni, a shchiv mira that says, kisvu v'tnu, get right and give a mana to ploni v'meis. Right, so that's the lusher that we had in the second half of Amud Aleph. He says, Kisu v'tenu, kosu v'dosan la'achar misa. So then, we give a la'achar misa, again, in a case of miyapeh es koach, ava b'lo yipui lo kana, because that's a regular lusher of Amanas Bari. Finally, what we had at the end of Shir yesterday, v'im kasa v'zika hashtar lo masru l'zeh l'raya. Let's say I give it to Ruvain, and I was misake in the shtar, and then I try to give it to Shimon, misake in the shtar, so what Shmuel say? Because of Ezekiel Azeh, Shani Kana. Shmuel argued. Rabbi Chalokas, Rabbi Shmuel. So we pass on like Shmuel there too. And the Shani is Kona. V'hadar b'mei Rishon, and he is retracting from the Rishon. V'hu Shemes, as long as he died. V'im Amad Choser. But if he was Omid, if he got better, again he was Choser, because there's a matnas Shchimira, b'kolon achasa, below Yipu Koach, and therefore you can retract. Last three lines. Avalim Kasa, v'zika, v'hikna. If you were mezakeh to the other ones and you made a kinyan on it, so then you cannot retract from the first one. That's a summary of everything we did for the last vlat, and that we paskin like Shmuel in all of those cases. Okay? Weiter. Fifth line, last word. Somebody gives a gift, and he writes in it, Amatna shchimira b'miksas, Rashbam says. The last, first medium line. Somebody gives a gift and he writes on it, I'm giving you this property in life and in death. So what does that mean? In life and in death. So Rav Amar, Harihi Kematna Shchimira. Rav says, fundamentally it's a matna shchimira. He really wants it la'achar misa, as we'll explain in a second. Shmuel Amar, Harihi Kematna Shbari. Shmuel said, no, it's like a matna Shbari. So Rav Amar, Harihi Kematna Shchimira. Why meet the cost of Beba Mavis? Achar misa kamarle. Really, it means the b'mavis is the main word. That's what it means. La'achar misa. V'hai dechsev b'chayim simin ba'alma dechaye. Why did he write b'chayim? Simin tov. He doesn't want to say something negative about himself that he's going to die. So it's a simen ba'alma dechaye. That is Rav. We'll get back to that in a second. We'll just mention it now, then we'll talk about it in depth. What does the Rashbam say? Why does he mention simen ba'alma? Look at the last medium line of the Rashbam. Shelo ratza liftoach piv l'satan. Al tiftach peh. Right? Don't open your mouth to the satan. Don't say something because, you know, the satan's going to grab onto it and make it come true. Chas v'shalom. Klomar, hamakom yatzileni micholi zev lo'amus. He says, b'maves. He says, b'chayim b'maves. Really, I want this kid to be b'maves, but he doesn't want to say that. So therefore he says, he adds in the word b'chayim. We'll get to that, more of that in a minute. Let's first continue. Shmuel Amar, how are you? Come on, is Bari. Shmuel says, no. The B'chaim is the key line. B'chaim is the key line. Mitachsiv ba B'chaim, Mechaim ka'amar. When you say in life, you mean in what? You want it to start now. Mechaim. It's a man is Bari. V'chai de kasev u'b'amaves. What does b'amaves mean? Keman da'amar me'atav yad olam. It's basically saying, I want it to be yours forever. I want it to be yours forever. Life and death. Right? Life and death. So that's why you added in the words, me'amaves. Atita
pela satan. Is this the shayla here? So after, if he gets better, that's not the shayla, or?
But according to Shmuel, it's a matana right now. Do you have to do a kinyan? You have to do a kinyan also. It doesn't have the halachas of a bari or a shchimira. Shchimira, he can retract, and you don't need a kinyan. So it might be a double machlokas. And Shmuel says, no, that it's, you do need a kinyan, because a man is bari, and you cannot retract once the kinyan is done.
So are they both arguing an umdina here?
I think it's what the words mean.
Can you ask him what he meant?
Well, you could ask him what he meant if it works. Let's say he died. What is the? I'm not sure we cannot ask him. Rossi tried to do this. He's just not available, right? Or if he did it, he has to change something. If I do something that is halachically binding, or I express a certain, if I make a certain shtar, even if what I say, I have to be able to retract in time. To rip up the shtar, if the shtar is already given, it's too late for me. Okay, so where is the principle of Tifa Pala Satan found? So one of the earliest sources is in a Yalkut. It's in a Medrash. A Medrash that we're familiar with from the Gemara, but the Medrash adds in a line. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah, we know that the Kohen Gadol, when he goes to L'Fayv and L'Fnim, into the Kodesh Kadashim on Yom Kippur, he does not wear his golden garments. The golden clothes. He only wears the four articles of clothing that he shares with the Kohen head. Yep, but he doesn't wear the special golden garments. Why? The Gemara says, Ein kateger nasa sanegor. Right? The defense attorney cannot act as the prosecutor, will act as the prosecutor attorney if you're not careful. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see the Zahav and it will remind him of the Egel HaZahav. So therefore, he does not wear gold in the Kodesh Kodashim. But the Yalka, when it quotes it, adds in the line, Ela Ziyalka in Achremos. Perktez in the beginning of Achremos. Ela She'en Kateger Nasa Sanegar Shelo Liton Pischon Peh L'Satan L'Katreg V'Lomar Esmol Asu Lahem Elohei Zahav V'Hayom Mishamshin L'Fanecha B'Big Day Zahav. But the Lashon there used is Pischon Peh L'Satan. Don't give an opening to the Satan. Right? So that's Al Tiftach Peh. We say something, the Satan could latch onto it. Oh, die? Okay. I'm here. So at your service. So that's one of the early sources of Al Tiftach Peh L'Satan. That's the Yalkut. This is also quoted on the national level. The national level, there are certain minhagim that we take part in because of Al Tiftach Peh L'Satan, as the Rashbam here says. The Torah writes in Simin Tav Reish Samach Tes. Tav Reish Samach Tes. V'korin Oso B'Simchas Torah. We start Bereshis on Simchas Torah. And we start Zosav Racha and Bereshis. L'fisha B'Simin Bo'a Torah. V'ro'i Lismach B'Siyuma V'Regilim L'Haskel Miad Bereshis K'day. Shelo ye pischon peh l'satan. There's that lashon again. L'katrei glomar kvar simu osa v'ena rosam l'krosa od. They're finished. Those Jews are finished. They're finished with the Torah. Let's see him start again. Yeah, right. So the answer is yeah. We start right away. Al tiftach peh l'satan. Don't give him a day in order to be able to say anything. The Levush uses this in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. Simen Tav Chav Ches. The Bir Halacha quotes this Levush. In Simen Tav Chav Ches, we know the Gemara says, in Maseches Megillah, that the minhag of Klal Yisrael is to read the Tochacha 2 weeks before. The Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, and that's in Kisavo, and the Shabbos before Shavuos, that's Parshas B'chukosai. So that's why we always work out the calendar. B'chukosai is two Shabbosim before Shavuos, and Kisavo is two Shabbosim before Rosh Hashanah. Why don't we do a dafka the Shabbos before? Really scare us. So the Lavush says, Shalo yikra klalo samach liyomadin, ve'yelo pischon pelasatan lakatre, chas v'shalom. Again, the Lavush says, you don't want to do it. You don't want the Lavush to hear all these terrible things that we're going to do, and we would get punished for it. Al tiftach pelasata. This phrase, though, has become a more of a colloquial, don't say that! On a personal level, not just national dinim, but people don't like to say certain things because of this principle. So that is a little later. It comes from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch has a line. It's quoted by a later Achronim as well in Siman Reish Zayin. Siman Reish Zayin, he says it. Hilchas Nicham Avelim. Lo Yomar Adam, Lo Nifrati Kefi Ma'asai Haraim, V'chayotze B'dvarim Elu. Person shouldn't say, you know what? God has not done to me what I deserve. According to what I did, according to the kavanah that I had in davening today, forget it. Right? He hasn't done that. No. Shalo yiftach peh l'satan. Don't talk that way. Shouldn't talk that way. Tiftach peh, that a person's actions will influence him. So this is al tiftach peh on a personal level. Based on this, there's a kasha that the Rav Shi Pesach Frank asks. Simple. Many of us, throughout our lives, we have said Berachas HaGomel. Berachas HaGomel, we said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for helping me. But what's the lashon of Berachas HaGomel? Hagomel l'chayavim tovos shegamani kol tov. You give the chayavim tovos. We're chayav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you for giving us goodness, because we're really chayav. How can we use that lashon? Atiftach peh l'satan. We're chayavim. How can we say that? That's Rav Tzvi Pesach's question. In the Har Tzvi, Chelek Aleph, Simen, Kuf Yud Gimel. How can you use that lashon? So he suggests maybe this is a raya to one of the tzaddim in another machlokas. There's a machlokas achronim, machlokas between the Magen Avraham and the Yavis, Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Machlokas, does a katan say Berachas HaGomel? Ever had this? We had this experience. Let's say a child goes through a certain experience. Child breaks his leg, child, something. Does a child say Berachas HaGomel? Do you say it on behalf of the child? That's a machlokas. The Magen Avraham says a child does not say Berachas HaGomel. You know why? He can't be chayav yet. And the lashon is, hagomel l'chayavim tovos. Chayavim, a katan is not chayav in anything. Right? Okay, mishum chinuch, but a katan is not chayavim tovos. So the Magen Avraham says we don't say it. Says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, what do you mean? A katan is chayav in everything. Midrabanan. And chayavim is not going on the personal person, not going on the person himself. Chayavim means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you, you give due goodness to all people who are chayav in the world. I'm not talking about yourself. It's all people who are chayav. I'm talking about my oneself, right? So he says it's not. He says Hagatz v'cha shehut tzadik gamur v'yafal pikein mevarach kach. I know ain't tzadik baruch yasdo lo yachto mikol makom al tiftach pel satan v'ich yisachnu chazal koloshen zeh b'matbeah habracha elavadai. It's a general statement about the world. Sheklalo b'tocho zazu ba'agav lahot. Can you nagav? Lahodos lo yisparach al kol atovos shosa tamid bein l'reuyim bein l'sheinim reuyim shafil lafilu l'chayavim osa lam tovos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are so amazing. You do goodness to everybody in the world, even if they're chayiv to you. You're not talking about yourself. Like Rabbi Yaakov Emden says again. How do you pass by a katan? That's a machlokas. Got to ask the local mardasra. But in terms of this lashon chayavim. Atitah Pelasatan doesn't apply, because you're talking about, in general, next time we hear it, we gotta know, we're giving praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu throughout the world, right? We're not specifying a certain case. The other case that comes up, Lamaisa, and then we'll move on, is, in the sugya of the poskim, is one allowed or obligated to get life insurance? Is getting life insurance Atitah Pelasatan? That's a shayla. Atitah peh, we're not getting life insurance. Is that atitah peh l'satan?
Buying a plot.
What? Buying a plot. Buying a plot. Is that atitah peh l'satan? Or is that an obligation? Hishtablus. So two tshuvas about this. One we mentioned before, one we have not. We've mentioned Rav Moshe before. Rav Moshe does not bring it up atitah peh, I don't think. Rav Moshe in Arachayim, in Chelek, Beis, Simin, Kuf, Yud, Aleph, Be'inyan, insurance. That was his shaila. 1964, right? Is there an issue of chisaron and bitachon in getting life insurance? Rav Moshe says, no way. No way that it is not a problem of bitachon, and everyone is obligated to get. Hine l'anias daiti, ein bazeh shum chisaron. Tehu b'kolin yani mischar, sh'adam lo rak rashoi. What, you go business. You go into a get a parnasa. Is that a chisaron? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to send me money. He's going to rain money. What are you talking about? There's a concept of hishtadlus. Every single person in life has an obligation to try to support themselves. Parnasa. Right? Look at all the Amoram. The Amoram they sat and learned as much as they can, but they all had a parnasa. They weren't supported by anybody. They weren't supported by other people. All the Amoram were woodchoppers and the Rishonim were doctors and involved. Why? Because they were made a parnasa. Yeah, Rabbi Moshe says you have an obligation to make a parnasa. The lomar klum parnasaso. A lottery ticket's going to fly through my window, and it's going to be the winning lottery ticket, and I'm going to win. No, you know how to say that. The who says you're on that level of a schus? Levadha iser lismoch alanes af leilusha reuyin lealasos lehemnes. To ha'aser af lispalo shiaser lo Hashem Hashem Yisbarach. Got mafurish, and he continues, therefore it's usher to do that, and therefore, he quotes about Naharai, teaching your son a trade, and at the end he says, V'kivan shehu kain, af laha gedolim v'hatzadikim, sheroi le'asos lahem nes, kol shekain le'elu shebidorenu, she'anan yasmi de'yasmi, she'asr lan elismach ala nes, v'yein shum chet, amashe mishtavim levakish umnis yoser nocha v'kala u'ru'uya, v'fishumas ha'anashim yoser larviach. And try to get a good parnasa to make a living. Well, you have to go through a right, sign. And therefore, im kein gam insurance, hu kechol inyoni mischar v'chadome, she'osin leparnasas atzmo, u'parnasas banav, she'rashon likachze, kivat shu maisa parnasa. And therefore, dover tov v'ra'uy, gam la'anashim ksherim yirei Hashem Yisbarach, u'botchim rachal Hashem Yisbarach, Shehu anosin eitzah lemikne nechzin, the gami shekon insurance, hunami atzas Hashem Yisbarach. Hashem sending you the insurance agent, says Rav Moshe. He's sending you that helicopter, right? It's like the joke. He's sending you I'm not getting Ivy Tacha. No! He's sending you the insurance agent to get insurance. Sheyuchal l'shalim b'agiyaz man b'kol shana v'zeo b'tachot shana m'chayavim. B'cheinu b'insurance al sreifa v'geneva, everything. Insurance on cars and fire, everything. That's part of bitachon. It's part of bitachon, and therefore there's no. So Yirei Hashem Yisbarach, Rav Moshe always uses that. We always try to jump on these. So anybody who's a Yirei Hashem, so everybody jumps on these. By the way, he says the same lashon in the smoking shufa. Somebody's a Yirei Hashem Yisbarach, you better not smoke. Right? He said, as we had a shiur a couple of weeks ago, right? The progression of Rav Moshe in that sugya. But again, Rav Moshe at the end of many shufa says what he really thinks. What he really thinks, get life insurance, says Rav Moshe. That thing, he doesn't bring up pis atif ha-pelasata. Rav Avadia in the shufa, though, brings it up. In the last Simen of Yechavedas in Chela Gimel. In the last Simen, he talks about the sugya, and he quotes Rav Moshe, and he quotes a couple of Me'iris, because the Me'iri writes in a few places, you got to be zaris about your Hishtavlus. And he quotes, he says, you see, throughout the ages, they did whatever they had to do. Toast at the beginning of the second Berakin Kedushin. Right? By the Gemara there says, we don't do Kedusha Ketan anymore. Right? We don't do it because it's better for the girl to decide herself. Tosva says, Rachman al-Islam, in our day and age, where we don't know what's going to be tomorrow, we're on the run, it's the Crusades, what's happening? If we could arrange for our daughters to be taken care of, and there's a loving suitor that's available, we try to take care of it. What do you mean? Well, don't worry! Bitachin! No, says Ravad, you see from there. If you need to do something today to take care of the future, so then that's it. That's it. Says the and then he quotes the issue of Tifta Pela Satan, and he says obviously it does not apply because you're doing something alts bitacho, not alts opening something up for the Satan. Okay, that's Simin Pehe in Yechavadas. Okay. Al Tiftach Peh. Here we go. Says the Gemara continuing. So in Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, if you have the Lashon of Bechaim and Bamabes, what does it mean? Take the Rashbam for that segue into that topic. Says the Gemara now, Amri Naradoi, Hilchas Akavasi de Rav, Halachas like Rav. Halachas like Rav, meaning you assume it was Manash Chimira. Amar Rava, Vikasaba Mechayim Kana. But if he writes Mechayim, you're Kona. Amar Amemar, Hilchas Akavasi de Rav. No, we don't hold like Rav. We don't hold like Rav. Right? Why? Because we pass it like Rav. We pass it like Rav, who says, if a lashon of chayim there means lachar misa. It's not kona yet. Amar le Ravashi la meimer pshita. Tamin ardai hilzak was in the Rav. What's the chiddush? You just said that lachar is like Rav. No, ma de tema, mechayim odi Rav. You might say there's a difference between bichayim and mechayim. From life, maybe Rav agrees there that it's now. Kamash malahan. Kamash malahan, we don't say that. Period. Somebody came in front of Rav Nachman. So what happened? They came to Rav Nachman, and this was this type of shiloh. A woman came in front of Rav Nachman with this type of shiloh in Naharda. Who was Naharda? Where was Naharda? It was the place of Shmuel. Shmuel was the Marda Asra of Naharda. So therefore, Rav Nachman did not want to paskin there, because he knew the world holds like Rav. But he didn't want to paskin like Rav in the place of Shmuel, right? It's not acceptable. So the Rashbam explains, he couldn't, so he sent them away. Shadri l'kam de v'yirmi b'arabo l'shum tamya. He sends to a different place to Shum Tamya. So Amar, Rav Nachman says, Hacha asr de Shmuel, hechi nevek avasi de Rav. Right? This is Shmuel's place. I can't do like Rav. And therefore, he sent him out. But what about in that place? If he would have passed in like Shmuel in that place, did he have to pass in like Shmuel? He didn't pass in. He pleaded the fifth. He sent the Shaila out. So it could be that wherever the Mar Da'asra is, that's what the Psak is. That's what the Psak is. Right, we've had this in the Gemara and Shabbos. Kuf Lamed. Think back. Way back when. Beginning of Rabbazah Demila. The 8th and 19th parak in Shabbos, the Gemara there says, he quotes, that in certain places, they paskin like the Mar Da'asras. Bibkomos Rabbi Eliezer, how Yikarsin Eitzim La'asos Pachamin La'asos Barzal B'Shabbos. That's where this came up there. Rabbi Eliezer holds that not only is Mila Docha Shabbos, but Machshire Mila Docha Shabbos. So just to emphasize that, in Rabbi Eliezer's town, they used to chop wood on Shabbos in order to make a knife for the Mila. You could have done it before Shabbos. No, but it was winter. And we don't pass it like Rabbi Lazar. But they did it on Shabbos. Bim komosh Rabbi Yossi Aglili, haya ochlin basar of b'chalav. Rabbi Yossi Aglili never accepted the gzera of eating chicken and milk. In his town, they used to eat chicken and milk. They used to eat chicken and milk. Right, and then he so quotes that the when somebody visited, what are you doing? They said, no, this is the psak. This is the psak of Armar Da'asra. Even generations later, he's talking about later, they weren't alive anymore. Still, that was done, because if Amar Da'asra has a psak, and he's a Gavra Rabba, his Das is accepted, it's not like the whole world paskins one way, it was still Rav Shmuel, it was still Rav Yossi Aglili, he was entitled to his opinion at the time, so it's fine, that's what he paskin. It can't be that nowadays somebody's going to get up and say, oh, I paskin like so-and-so, right, which is rejected amongst the poskim. You can't do that, this man is that. Rav Yossi Aglili, Shmuel, those are Gavra Rabbis. Obviously, this is based on the principle of Elu ve'Elu, Diva Lekim Chaim, which one day we will hopefully talk about again. If you go to their town. Right? L'chora na. You have to take Chumr as the Yatsumi Sham. Right? If I go to Holland, I don't have to wait an hour. I'm not allowed to wait an hour. If anybody's waiting an hour, I still have to wait six. Right? If I go to Germany, you have to Chumr. Chumr is from where you came from. Even if you move there, that's already a Shaila. What if you move there? Can you switch? That's I'm not so sure about. If you switch, do you become Yekis if you move to Germany? Do you become Dutch? Or do you sell the chumras? Like the chumras of one day, 2 day yomtivs, you come to Eretz Yisrael, it's one day, period. Those chumras don't apply anymore. Interesting question, if there's a minag amalkam. But again, l'chora, it does not leave, right? If an Ashkenazi moves into a total Sephardi place, you get a kinyas. Right, so it's he has to start saying slichas. Okay, that can't hurt. But either way. Okay. Viter says the Gemara. He da asye lakami de Rava. Oh, the earlier one was a man. This is the woman. A woman came in front of Rava. Ava la Rava kishmaitse. Rava paskin like he said. What did Rava say? Rava said earlier, vikasabe mechayim kana. Right? Rava argued. Rava said, Mechaim is Kani, passing like Shmuel. So Havi Katar delay. She was very upset at Rava. She's like, being macho at him. Come on. Because she gave this star with the Mechaim and Mamaves. Now she's living. She has to be Chozerbo. And Rava say, no, you can't be Chozerbo. Because it was a man of Mechaim. Amalei Relorav Papa Breid Rav Chanan Safre. So Rava is getting annoyed. So he says to his scribe, Zil Kasavla, write her a star that fine. Write her a star like, okay, she could have it. Vikasavba, but at the end of it, write the following words. Sochar Alehen Omatan. Which is four words from a mission in Mesechas Bava Metzia, which says that if workers of mine leave during the day and they totally mess up my project, I'm allowed to hire other workers and charge it to them. And even trick them and say, you know what, I'll give you plenty of money for this. I don't have to give them plenty of money. I could try to hire them back. I mean, you could trick them. So Rava wrote these four words into the shtar basically as a code phrase so that whichever judge this comes to, they'll know that it's just a joke and that he doesn't really mean it. Right? Right? That's why you put these four words in. So the judge, getting it, we realize it. Amra, this is though a very smart lady. She gets the shtar, she looks at it, she says, Rava, oh, come on. So he gets very upset. Litbe arve, Rava, your boat should sink. Your boat should sink, Rava. At uye kamatis li. You're tricking me. You're trying to pull the wool over my eyes? Rava, it didn't work. Sorry. And what happened? I'm shinhu lamani de Rava b'maya. What happened? Everybody who lived with Rava, they took his clothing and they soaked it in water to try to be mekayim the curse in that way. Said his boat should sink, so he doesn't. It's not a real boat. So they soaked his clothing. Oh, hopefully, it should be the curse should be mekuyim v'yafilo hachilo ifrik mitiva. And didn't help. Didn't help that he was punished. Other Gemara's quote that he was punished in certain ways. And what do you learn from this Gemara? Says the Rashbam, al tihi kilolas hedyot kala be'inecha. Last line before the Mishnah, don't take klalus of fellow Jews lightly. You see, they were worried about the klala. So again, Rashbam gives us an insight into another principle that we can spend some time on. Al tihi kilolas hedyot kala be'inecha. Right, where does this come up? So fascinating, there are Gemaras in both directions. There are Gemaras, the most famous one is the beginning of Brachas, al tihi birchas hedyot. Kala ve'inecha. Right, where does this come up? HaKadosh Baruch Hu getting a bracha. Right, remember the Gemara, Bracha Stav Zayin. Omri Yishol ben Elisha, Pamachas Nechnasi Lachtik Torres. At the song, Adarabba, Avram Fried. Right, so he says, you went in, Lachtik Torres, and he goes in, and he sees Akatriel, right, and what happened, Martilo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol says, Yishmol b'ni Barcheni, give me a bracha. And the bracha, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shav Rachman, it's Achla Yisrael. And what does the Gemara end off? A kamash malan, shloti pirchas hedyo kala b'necha. A human being giving a Kodesh Baruch Hu a bracha. Shloti pirchas hedyo kala b'necha. That's birchas hedyot. So you have that concept. The Rashbam here quotes it the other way. But if you look in Megillah daf Tezvav, you have them both. Tezvav and Aleph. One after another. The Gemara quotes, al tihi birchas hedyo kala b'necha. Where do you know that from? You know that from two great people who got brachas from two hedyotos. Excuse me, David and Daniel. David and Daniel got brachas. David got a bracha from Aravna Yevusi, the man who he bought the lands from to build the base of Mikdash, and Daniel got a bracha from Dayavesh, Persian king. So, and then those were wonderful brachas. The very next line, Al tihi kilas hedyo kala b'necha. The klala, like the Rashbam says here, where? Because Avimelech cursed Sarah. Where did he curse Sarah? Hinehu lach kisus einayim. It should be a cover for your eyes. So Pasha, that just means clothing. But it says kisus einayim. And what happened? What happened to Sarah's son? At the end of his life, Yitzchak lost his vision. Right? Techena einav meros. So you see the klala of a hedyot, said Avimelech, said the Gemara about Avimelech, came true as well. So you have birchas hedyot and kilas hedyot. What is this supposed to mean? We know in the Torah even, brachas and klalas take up a lot of space. Right, the Yaakov and if a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants something, what is the difference between a bracha and a klala? Right, the Rashba has a 4-line tshuva. Chelik Aleph Siman Tav Ches. Somebody asked him, what's going on with all the brachas and the klalas and throwing everything? The Gemara's in the end of brachas that talk about that a dream goes by how it's interpreted. What do you mean how it's interpreted? Isn't a Kodesh Baruch Hu in charge? Who cares how it's interpreted? We say when you have a bad dream, you're not supposed to talk about it. You're not supposed to talk about it. What's the koach of the Debris? Somebody asked the Rashba, what's going on here? Bilam, if a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to give a bracha to the Jews, what does it matter that Bilam's going to curse the Jews? What's the big deal about brachas and klalas? So says the Rashba, we don't understand it, but there's a koach out there. There's a koach of Debris. That's what makes us different than the animals. This HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Teva, says the Rashba, just like we cannot explain gravity, just like we cannot explain magnetic force, Evan Shoeves, you can't explain certain types of processes. Okay, you could come up with a formula to describe it. What do the scientists do? You could describe it. You can't explain it, really. You can describe what's happening. But why did Kodesh Baruch Hu do that? You can't explain it. Kodesh Baruch Hu did this. So too, you can't explain this, says the Rashba. It's a koach adibur. Koach adibur, brachas and klalas. 4-line tshuva. He says, you can't explain it. Go ask them. You can't explain. Hayish magid tam bazeh b'kol chachamehem. No, nobody can figure it out. So therefore, says the Rashba, we just know, we know that it's true. And that's the importance of telling over a dream, or not telling over a dream, and going to somebody for a bracha. Why? Because you know if somebody, you want to go to a Rebbe for a bracha. You have certain zchuyos. He has connections. He has connections. You go to him for a bracha because we know brachas have power. Brachas have power. Okay. Let's continue now. Okay, that is the not agarata, but we got to speak about two lines. Okay, that's the put in the notes. Al tiftach peh l'satan, al tih birchas hed yod kala beinecha. That's Bava Basra 153 kuf nun gimel. Now we get back to shchemira, actual mishnah. Lo kaza b'shchemira. If the shchemira did not write in his shtar that he was a shchemira. Right, there was a star given, and now there's a machlokas. It's 5 years later, the Shchemira says, hey, I was a Shchemira when I wrote this, and therefore I want to retract. Or, the Shchemira person had died. Sorry, that's the case here. The person had died. The question is, did he die from that illness? Or did he get better in the interim and die from something else? And usually the word Shchemira were written down in the star, but here it's not. Hu Omar Shchemira Hayisi. In the case where he says, where he's still alive, obviously, he says, I was a Shchemira, there I want to retract. Or even if he died, as we're going to talk about a case in the Gemara, his Yarshim was saying he didn't die from that illness, and therefore I want to retract. The Heino Mibari, he said, no, you were a Bari. You were a Bari, therefore you gave us this Matana. Tzarech Machlokas. Tzarech Mahavi Raish Shchemira Havi. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, he has to bring a Raya that he was a Shchemira. Now he's healthy. He's healthy, so he's got to bring a Raya that he was a Shchemira at the time. Vachachavim, yeah? Question? He needs a doctor's note, exactly. V'chachamim omrim, hamotu b'chaver lav araya. No, chum say, hamotu b'chaver lav araya, that they, the other, the recipients, have to bring a raya that the giver was a shchemira. Other than that, it's a doubt. Hamotu b'chaver lav araya, so the giver keeps the property. Okay, because we just don't know. We don't know what the case is. Hahu matanasa davi kasaba. If there's a mashah matana that's written in it, kad havi katsir varami ba'arse, it's written in it half of what's usually written. When he was sick and in bed, katsir varami ba'arse, that lashon is sick and in bed. Velo kasaba, but it's not written in it, umigo mare, and because of this terrible situation, iftar lebeis olma, he died. That whole lashon was usually written in the shtar. So what if only half was written in the shtar? The case of the Mishnah, he did not die. He's arguing. Who? Here, he died. The case of the Gemara, he died. And the Yarshi Amesa saying that he got better in the interim and he died from something else. So it's a suffix. You don't know what what to do here. So, Omar Rabba, Harimes, Faikibra Mochiach Alav. Rav says, hey, he's dead. There's a star here that he wrote that he was thinking was getting his possessions. It's pretty clear that he died from this illness. Right? Kivra Mochiach Alav. His grave is Mochiach on him. That proves him. Basically, what is Rabbah saying? This is a lot of lum this year. There's time for a little bit. Chazaka Dahashta. You go by the Chazaka, the present Chazaka. The present Chazaka, we assume this is what's been. Chazaka Dahashta. He's dead. He must have died from the illness. Amrle Abai. Abai says back to him, 1 minute. Hashta umasvina sheruban laabed nozer layem chomer chaim vechomer meisim. We know if there's a boat that's in a storm, the Mishnah is describing Maseches Gittin, that most boats in storms are lost, and yet we don't assume anything. Even though the boat is not here now, you have to take chumras from both sides, assume he's alive and assume he's dead. His wife can't get remarried, but right, you know, everything, but they can't go down to the Yerusha yet. Cholin sherov cholin lachayim. Sick people, most sick people get better. So just because he's dead now, maybe he got better in the interim. What's the root of Abaya's problem? This Chazaka Dahashta. So Rabbeinu Yonah writes, okay, we can't go through the whole Rabbeinu Yonah. If you have one, it's a beautiful piece. Rabbeinu Yonah explains, what's the machlokas here? Abaya says, 1 minute, if you look anywhere else, Chazaka Dahashta only works when there is what's called Tarti Lareisa. Chazaka Dahashta only works by Tarti L'Reisa. What's the most famous case of Tarti L'Reisa? Mikvah. Beginning of Maseches Nida. Mikvah Shenimda V'Nimsa Chasa. You check a mikvah, and lo and behold, it has less than 40 sa'ah. Oyvei. So how far back do you assume that it lost the 40 sa'ah? So the Gemara says that all the taros that were done since the last time you checked are tameh. You go by now, Chazaka Dahashta. But the Gemara there says, you know why? Because there's another reason. There's the Chazaka that the thing was tameh. And you don't know if it became Tahar. So the Gemara there says clearly, the only reason you go by Chazaka Dahashta is because it has a teammate. Chazaka Dahashta, right now the mikvah is missing, and not only Chazaka Dahashta, but also the Chazaka, the Cheskas Tuma. The Cheskas Tuma of the item. 5 more minutes. Okay, Hamitum al Cheskaso. Fine. So that is the Tarti Li the Lareus, and he quotes other cases as well. So he says that's a bias problem here. Abai is saying, Kivan Dilo Azlina Basar Hashta Lister Chazak al Hechad Ikat Tarti. Tarti, they only go by Chazak al Hashta when it's Tarti Lareusa. Imke, my time at the Rabbah. Da Amar Hari Mace Vikivra Mochiachalov, Lahosi Mamon Mechaskaso. You're being Mosi Mamon here. This isn't strong enough. That's a bias taina. What would Rabbah answer back? Got to figure out. Maybe this is a strong Chazak of the Hashta somehow. But that is the issue here. Amar Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Rav Yehoshua Vaiter. Come on, Azla Hatzmaitza the Rabba Reb Nasan. So Rabba. No, he has a Tana on his side. Reb Nasan. The Tanya the Brisa says Mi Motzi Mi An Mi. In this type of case, right, the machlokas between the Yorshim and the people got the gift. Who's motzi from who? Who motzi mi dayan below raya? The hein ein motzi miado elabaraya. He can be motzi from them without a raya, and they cannot take from him. Meaning, he's muchzak. That's Reb Yaakov Shita. Reb Nasan Omer no. In barihu alav lahavi raya shahaya shchimira. Im shchimirahu alayan lahavi raya shabari haya. Meaning, you go by chazaka dahashta. You go by chazaka dahashta, and that is who Rabbi is going like. There is a big discussion, I saw in the Ma'oris Hadaf here. It's a machlokas tanam, exactly. It's a machlokas tanam. You have to figure out what do all these tanam do with the other Gemaras that seem to say you need tarti l'reyasa.
But why is Rabbi and Abai having the machlokas tanam?
Oh, so you want to say it's an exact parallel? So the Gemara does that. You might, well, now the Gemara should say, you know, why do you need this case? Why do they argue? Because you might have thought otherwise. The Gemara sometimes does that, but the Gemara many times, they say, this machlokas amaram is really machlokas tanam. The Gemara does that. There is a discussion. In the I don't think so. You just don't know. You don't know what this person was. There's a machlokas about right who wins.
No, but the question is, what are rove people get better?
No, that's nobody. They're not arguing about that. About rove chol l'chaim. That's not the issue. Okay, there is a discussion about a big get 200 years ago, the Shagas Aryeh and the Rebbe of Emden. It's a whole story here in the Moritz Adaf. There's a certain get that somebody gave, and that the machlokas was the Baal saying that, you know, when I gave the get, I was not insane. Without saying I lost my mind a little bit. So the Shagas Aryeh calls him in and spends 2 days with him, and he says, Chazaka dahashta, we don't believe you. Right, he uses our Gemara to explain that Chazak Dahashta not only would apply by Shchimira, maybe it applies in other contexts as well. Amr, you know what? Amr Belazar, maybe we'll stop here. By Amr Belazar, we will start because there's a little Tum and Tara coming up. I don't want to rush through it. So we'll stop with Amr Belazar and we will continue, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow. Okay, today's shiur again was sponsored by Howard and Nechama Tabor in honor of their children, Eric, David, Jakey, and Sarah. We thank you for your sponsorship, and feel free, anybody wants to join in the sponsorship, to join us. And go to the website and put in for a daf. Thank you.